Conquering Anger Through Meditation, Part 3. Sri Chinmoy writes, suppose we are constantly at the mercy of anger. Now, if we can establish peace in our being, we will not have anger. How do we do this? We do not think of anger at all. We pray and meditate only for peace. The very nature of peace is to spread. When peace spreads its wings inside our being, our anger is bound to be transformed because it comes under the influence of peace. Sri Chinmoy. On overcoming destructive anger, Sri Chinmoy explains, anger comes precisely because we are lacking in oneness. If we have the feeling of oneness with the world, then anger does not come. The difficulty is that we try to perfect others before we perfect ourselves. We see that something has been done which is not perfection itself, and we want perfection from the world first. But this perfection we can never have unless and until we can perfect ourselves. If I am perfect, then the world is blessed with a perfect man. When you and I are both perfect, then the world is blessed with two perfect men. So in our spiritual life, we try to see perfection in this way. We feel that if we become perfect, then already we have made it easier for the world consciousness to control or conquer its anger. How can we perfect ourselves? It is aspiration that carries us to our perfection. If we aspire, then we include humanity at large in our aspiration. When we really aspire, nobody is excluded from our aspiring consciousness. But when we desire, we try to separate ourselves from the world. Anger is one of the children of ignorance. If we can conquer ignorance, then there can be no anger. Sri Chinmoy. To be continued.